to start today.
I'd like to ask a question about feelings, and what I've experienced is the feelings that I experience immediately after contact, which I've experienced a few times, but not very frequently. And I've observed these feelings are very brief and rather mild. They're not very intense. And they are experienced as kind of isolated feelings in themselves, just feelings. And I was wondering if that was typical or a good starting point, something like that. And then the other times that I have feelings is after I have clinging with a flick of emotions, in which case the feelings are quite intense, long-lasting, and they're also bound up with the emotion itself, so that I can't separate the emotion from the feeling. They seem to become as a package together. And I was wondering whether that was something that could be refined or not. Just what general comments there might be on this question.
Feeling of blue, don't let on the deal. What do you look for? But I'm not going to look for feeling up at the look. Do a feeling what you know, Nalera to cartilage contact with a comma feeling poor. Never did it. I'm young with you, so to be no. And I never thought about up your less row.
Never did it, sir.
เออดาเมคินชาล่ะพี่มาบ่โอ้ไอ้จังฟีลิ่งส์เรซะกะลงบลูต้องลงติบาสอนาวเซตตัวบาเซตเปียวแล้วสรตะคาตะลีดาจ่าတော့ခဏလေးပဲတည်တယ်ခဏလေးပဲไอ้ฟีลิ่งนี่ကိုတည်တယ်တဲ့နောက်နောက်နောက်တစ်ခုကပါတော့ပြောလဲဆိုတော့တခါတလေအီမိုရှင်နဲ့ပတ်သက်လို့ไอ้ฟีลิ่งนี่ဖြစ်ရင်เนี่ยအဲ့ဒါကြတော့ฟีลิ่งနဲ့အီမိုရှင်ကိုခွဲလို့မရတယ်လို့ဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့လုံးထွေးပြီးတော့ဒါဆိုไอ้ฟีลิ่งကိ Bogro refined pitta sura Bogro tezin hmu tein mwe hmu in khwa lu yang a lo myo blo Bogro a sin pi yang chi yam ne lo me de tbo
bo a yong feeling ma na myo shi de feeling ma na myo shi de no sit ye feeling ya tat tat sit ya khan za de sit ta ma khan za ya da no ho emotion pit de feeling myo ya tat tat a yong ko khan za de feeling ya tat tat tu pyo na khu lo ba contact pit de chein ma
feeling ga
ra wei na tu a yong ko khan za de tbo li tu a tu tbo lo myin ni bi machine ni machine ni ai a yin shin la
okay he says because the word feeling is used so generally he says so he'll say there's two kinds of feeling okay one is the way we generally understand it like feeling emotion you know the feelings that come with emotion that kind of feeling the other kind of feeling he says is a function of the mind feels something he says how the mind actually recognizes its experience, the objects it experiences, is by feeling it. And that word, that when we use feeling in that sort of way, it's very specific. And he thinks you are talking about this in your first example, and then the other kind is the other kind of feeling, like emotional.
Well, it's just that.
Is that right?
The way we're being taught is that we might have an afflictive emotion,
yeah,
but there is also a feeling tone that comes with it that's either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral.
Right.
And I was wondering, is it separable at that time, or is it just the afflictive emotion without a feeling? It's just.
Tu adilo, tu ro tem betara feeling so wedna so pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Dilo myo ayada shin me le. Dame ho pyin than ne emotion so yin no. Tu wa di na khu wa long ni de. Ai chi a lo myo long ni de a khan ma pyin than ne emotion phit de a khan ma so yin ne.
Unpleasant phit ma bo.
Da khwe bi ti lo ya la. Ma ho yin. Ai emotion ne da ne khwe bi ti lo
ya. Yes, yes, yes. I understand. Present feeling, huh? Unpleasant feeling na khu long long ni de. Feeling that unpleasant that the get ya ma feeling on dia. I go new there. Present, unpleasant, neutral feeling. No? Present, unpleasant, neutral that feeling. The get ya ma feeling on dia.
He's trying to.
I'm like, you're lonely there. Now don't need it.
He's going to tell you how this works. You know that feeling is used to interpret the word Vedana, right? Vedana. And we are told that there are pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral feelings. But he's saying there's a difference between the pleasant and the feeling, the unpleasant and the feeling, and the neutral and the feeling of it. So there's a pleasant and a feeling of it. There's an unpleasant and a feeling of it. A neutral and a feeling of it. And that feeling of it is the... It's a verb. Yeah? That feeling is a verb. And that's what Vedana is. Vedana, as in one of the five aggregates, is the verb. The mind feels something. It feels into something.
Mind activity to cool.
It's an activity of mind, but it's neutral. It actually doesn't do anything else but feel. It like senses something. Maybe we use the word senses something. But then the pleasant, unpleasant, neutral is something more.
So when we're saying we're being mindful of feeling,
yeah,
are we being mindful of the sensing, or are we being mindful of this quality of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral?
I know. Feeling on the details, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral.
He
says you He says we have to know both, but we have to recognize their different functions. Perception interprets what feeling does and interprets it as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. That's perception's work. The Vedana part, the mind that is doing this function of feeling, that's actually in itself a kind of neutral activity. But
so
you can know both, is it?
So the instruction is to be mindful of the activity of feeling, separate and distinct from the pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral.
Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
If you can.
And
body sensation and feeling and the cool. The cool seem to be my presence or my two cars or same dominata. Dima do cars or same dominata. Dima upe cars or same upe car. I don't use it. The nature don't I my kind of pit on it, same of it.
He says, and generally, there is this this natural relationship between the sensations that are felt on the body and the way the mind reacts to it. So, when the sensations on the body are interpreted as pleasant, we call it sukha, the mind reacts with this feeling that we call somanasa, a pleasant feeling. When the body has sensations that are interpreted as unpleasant, the mind reacts with a reaction that we call an unpleasant feeling, and that's called domanasa. And then you have upekkha, you know, when it's neutral, feels neutral, it reacts neutrally.
So what I understand then is that the pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral is really a perception,
yes,
rather than a vedana.
Yeah.
The Vedana is the activity of the mind which maybe leans towards or away from certain...
It doesn't lean towards or away, it's neutral. It only does this work of sensing. It touches everything together with your awareness. Like you're aware because that Vedana is working,
mm-hmm,
because it can... it experiences through this function.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And being aware of the Vedana then is a fairly subtle or a difficult thing to do.
Vedana kanal ti bua datoro temui la moin kelar.
Temui.
It's subtle, he would say.
Ube kanal datoro temui la.
He says.
Ube kanal datoro temui ni tu Vedana ti le temui la.
He says to know a neutral feeling. That something is neutral is already quite subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that there is just feeling,
mm-hmm,
happening is a bit more subtle than even that.
ta me mind ye mind ye di dabawa lakkhana di ko ma tu yu yu sai ne di lo mya nyan mi ma di lo ya
yeah so to recognize the nature of the mind at work like the mind doing its work is quite subtle he says it's not an ordinary knowing anymore
nyan mi ma di lo ya
when the mind can like understand more has become it can see that it can understand
can understand lo pyaw no can see lo pyaw
yeah he won't say see he says it's not like we can see it but we can understand that that's what it was yeah
Sayadaw asked, how many objects can awareness be aware of at the same instant?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't speak for awareness, but I can speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only be aware of one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the absolute awareness is all knowing and all seeing. But I don't know. I just can be aware of one object at a time.
The only thing I made it.တတိယဘလောက်တည်နိုင်လဲဆိုတော့တတိယတော့ဘလောက်တည်နိုင်လဲမသိဘူးလေ။ तू ကတော့တစ်ခုပြီးတစ်ခုပဲတည်နိုင်လဲတဲ့။ तू ကတော့ထင်နေပေါ့။တတိယတက်ဆိုရင်တော့တတိယအကုန်လုံးတည်ပြီးသားအကုန်လုံးတည်တယ်လို့ထင်နေတဲ့။အဲ့ဒါလည်းမဟုတ်
ဘူး။အဲ့ဒါ तू ကစိတ်ကိုမသိဘူးအာယုံကိုတည်နေတာ
။
စိတ်အလုံးလို့တာမသိဘူး။တည်တဲ့စိတ်ကတည်တဲ့စိတ်ကအာယုံအများကြီးတည်ဒီစိတ်ကအများကြီးစိတ်ကိုမြင်မှနော်။ဒီစိတ်ကအများကြီးတည်နေတာတည်မယ်။အာယုံဖက်မှာပဲနေစိတ်ကိုမမြင် तू တစ်ခုပြီးမှတစ်ခုတည်တယ်။
He says, the reason you feel like you can only know one object at a time is because all you're doing is watching the object. He says, it's only when you see the awareness or recognize the awareness and just see, like, what is the mind noticing, which is the awareness at work, that, you know, what is the mind noticing? Then he says, so what you need to do is notice that mind that is being receptive, that is receiving.Rather than what it is receiving. So if you will be receptive like that, you'll know that the mind actually has a few things that it is receiving or perceiving or, you know, that knowing.
So when the mind doesn't go toward the object.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much energy. He says you have to relax back. Then you can see more what the mind knows.
But you can't become specific. You can just in general.
Oh no, he doesn't say specific.
No, just in general.
Yeah.
Right.အဲ့လိုမြင်နေတဲ့အချိန်မှာဒီအာယုံနဲ့စိတ်နဲ့တဘာဝတူလားနှစ်ခုရှိနေလားစိတ်ကတိနေတယ်စိတ်ကတတိထားနေတယ်အာယုံကတတ်တ်စိတ်ကတတ်တ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးကွဲဘူးလား
He says
အဲ့လိုနည်းနည်းလေ့လာခြင
်း And when you step away you know and you're aware of just this mind he says what you want to check is can you see the difference between the knowing and the known you know can you perceive this difference that there is actually a knowing and a known and you knowJust notice this nature that is present. Like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Saito, can you talk a little bit about when you use the word mind a lot? I noticed that there's certain connotations that I have for mind, and when I use awareness as the replacement for the word for mind.Seems to kind of open it up so that things come into awareness.
Yeah.
Is that the mind or is that how do they work?
The six sigalong to yin ne tu ba ye lu tai bao pyo jin na lo ma ti da mae tu a sait lo ma thong ba ne tadi lo thong yin no a so yin tadi de wo a yun ne win la de a naw sait lo pyo ma la de we tend to think that the mind must be something special.
Say lu pyo yin lu dia sait ko lite sha de lu pit twa. Ai ya ha hout de. To do me me ai lu down pit twa.
He says so you're right that you know if we just use the word mind it's so general sometimes you think like what exactly is he talking
or it's fun.
Yeah, awareness or sait ba.
Awareness is also the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been noticing that
awareness feeling.Thinking, I don't say it.
So it's, I mean, the
attention, pay attention,
the
intention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. sing as a galong balim megon tong solo tua dilo tong chi le thai na kha ma tua bdu thai ni ra le ya ni tua piang lite ba ga thai ni ra le lo piang lite ba lo me a la soe pu wa sik ka pu ro che pyat ne le pu ro ho na na open phi pro tua ba ga soe tua a myo myo tet la le khana ku khan sa mu le ti le sait de lou le ra le ti le a lo myo phit de a lo
ya la bo a ye chi da me da sait win sa pu blo me me ကိုအကြောင်းကိုမေးပြီးရော
That's good. The question works for you. It makes it more interesting for you. So, yeah. So long as it's about this process. Yeah.
Okay.
So does that relate to that question? Whenever like we have the interest to ask, to raise the question or ask the mic, make the mic more alert, more wake up, but sometimes even we ask the questions, the mind just
don't care.
Whatever.
So
okay.
That's the
question.
Mingo, I say was out. I meant to cut the
Mingo,
maybe was sick of the wind's out. Sick of you, sir.
I say of them.
He said, so ask that mind. Why is it not interesting?
I don't want to know, Johnny. ဘာလဲမေးတာတော့မှစိတ်ကမနှိုးကြဘူးအင
်းစိတ်မနှိုးဘူ
းဟောတိရောတိနေလား
is the mind aware at all
yes but it's not like it's not
မေးတာအကြီးပဲချက်ကအမှောက်ဘူးလို့တခုရှိတယ်မေးတဲ့ကြီးပဲချက်ကတကယ်တိချင်းလို့မေးတာနော်တာဝန်ရမေးတာမဟုတ်
yeah he says but there has to be this thing he says when we ask a question he said it has to be a question that is really interesting for your mind that means it has to be a question the answer to which you really want to know he said that makes the mind interested if you just ask a question because hopefully it will work or that's my
Judy me de so blue ask him
a question he said that's not going to work
the way it is because sometimes someday the mind it just have very cloudy like laziness or something we just want to wake up the mind by asking questions
if you can't do that then don't do that
ဟုတ်ကြိုးစားကြည့်တယ်ကြိုးစားကြည့်လို့မှမရဘူးခန့်စိတ်ကအရန်လေးလာလဲဆိုအာယုံပြောင်းအောင်လေအဲ့ဒီဘုတ်ပြောင်းအောင်လေစိတ်ကိုနည်းနည်း노ကြောင်လုတ်ပေးရမယ
် This is when you find that the mind is very dull and not responsive he says then you have to change things you have to either change your object like pay attention to something else or change your posture do anything to wake up the mind
ဘာလို့တော့စိတ်ကိုရှုတာအာ skip မှမဖြစ်သေးပဲ तू တုံးကြိုးစားကြည့်တယ်မရတော့လေအာယုံပြောင်းဖို့
You've tried to use this method but the mind is not skillful it's also not helping the mind then do something else that might be helpful
ဟိုနည်းနည်းဟိုလှုပ်လှုပ်ရှားရှားဖြစ်အောင်လှုပ်ပေါ့မျက်စိဖွင့်တာတို့အလင်းအောင်ရအောင်ယူတာတို့
do something that is more active to wake up the mind maybe just opening the eyes will help or going somewhere is bright
အဲ့မှမရနေဘူးဆိုရင်လမ်းလျှောက်အဲ့လိုမှမရနေတော့အဲ့တော့
and he says then if you still feel dull go for a walk or something if you still feel dull maybe you need to take a nap maybe
နောက်တစ်ခုရှိတာyes that's enough yeah okay now no cha bu ba li tu ayu a mye awareness so mye mye phwet na ma sat sat mu le lu de now mye mye ti nai ma tadiya ba li ti nai le so ti a mya yin do da ma phit bu ta khu the ti la cha yin da phit la le ma
you know dullness also builds up and he says if you want to feel always alert and aware he says then awareness has to be continuous and you have to have a like a curious awareness that wants to know everything so not just in the sitting but in all postures the mind has to be like aware of many things not just one thing he says that makes the mind interested and aware and if you do this continuously then the mind is always kind of alert
the cooler site, when two to teeny, below teeny, little Kalanga sip. I let the whole idea, awareness, I look so near, I remember teeny, teeny, don't put no jar.
So instead of just being aware of things that you have always been aware of, he said you should ask yourself, what else can I be aware of? You're going to the toilet, taking a shower, putting on your clothes, what else can I be aware of? And then, you know, you keep the mind busy checking what else you can be aware of all the time. He said that wakes up the mind if you do this continuously. Mm.
Maybe it's more of a philosophical question, but for each of us, we have teachers or some reference, someone we can ask if we're not sure if our practice is taking us in the right direction, or our practice is taking us in maybe a wrong direction. The first being to be enlightened was the Buddha. How did he know? In other words, did he have some sense that he had reached Nibbana by himself, or how was this possible?
So we were Daro, who doesn't that?
ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိုတဲ့ဒီလိ
ောက်တယ်သူဟာသူတဘောဘလို့ဖြစ်တာလဲတဲ့
အဲသူကဖျားနေချက်လीဖျားနေချက်သူဆရာမလို့သူကသူတိနေဒီ quality ကသူတယောက်ပဲရှိ
is it well you know that's how they say it is that you know that's called Buddha nature the Buddha understood for himself like nobody needed to point it out to him or teach him and all that but that's called Buddha nature and apparentlyin the Theravada tradition at least they see only the Buddha has that ability.
အဲကြောင့်ဗုဒ္ဓကိုဗုဒ္ဓစုပန်ကြတာ.
That's why people make aspirations to become Buddhas.
အဲသူဖြည့်ရမယ်ပါမြင်ရတယ်အများကြီးသူညံလဲရိုးရိုးညံမျိုးမဟုတ်ဘူ
း. But you know the kind of conditions he has to fulfill to become a Buddha are many and it's not an ordinary kind of wisdom that brings an or effort ormany other qualities that bring someone to Buddha.
Yeah, nyan level ne sai.
That depends on the level of.
And arhant is not quite at Buddhahood or
right. In Theravada. Ayahanda phaya law ma shi
bu. Ma shi bu, ma ya. Da khu shi de. Ta kha de phaya tu adeithana shi da bu. Tu adeithana ga phaya phit mi chin ma tha bu so.ဦးသိမြင်တော့ပြောမယ်เนาะအဲ့ဘာကြောင့် तू ဒိဋ္ဌံလဲဆိုရင် तू อ่ะ तू နေချက် तू ကောင်းကောင်းသိထားလို့ဖြစ်တော့မဲဆိုတာ तू intuition အနေနဲ့ तू သိထားပြီအဲ့ကြောင့် तू ဆုံးပြတ်လူတွေကအကုတ်အကြောင်းကိုဘာမှမသိသေးဘူးခုနသူအဒိဋ္ဌံသာရှိတယ
် and talking about the Buddha he says brings something for him that he understands in this way he says we all know that the Buddha made this determination right he sat there and said may my what bodyMy flesh dry up, blood dry up, all that sort of thing, and etc. And he made this determination, and you know, and he says, but this is how he understands it. He says the Buddha understood himself and his capability very well. He knew his own mind, even at that point, so well that he knew that this was possible for him. He was at the brink of it, and he could feel it. Like intuitively, he really knew. And that's why he made that determination. He said, very often for us,we don't know what we're capable of and sometimes we just maybe read something or hear of something and make determinations to try and achieve something but that's kind of blind he says we should really know ourselves first and our capability and like work on that and move forward from there yeah
so this is a practical question of technique when I'm observing bodily sensation, it's relatively straightforward. It's hot or cold or soft or hard or whatever. It may be very simple. attention to the mind. And sometimes that's relatively easy too. It's like angry or frustrated or whatever. But watching the mind, at least sometimes, easily leads away from strict observation more to figuring out, like, exactly what might this mind state be called? Might it be related to something? Where is it coming from? This kind of thinking. And I'm not sure now whether this is the right kind of practice and what advice Yada can give us on observing the mind, on the technique for observing the mind.
ตัวคณะโกจิเลยคำมาจ้ะรอยูยูเลยไปเลยปูราจิเมเอเรียจิเมบาบาญาญาจิเมป่ะซิกมาจิเซกโกจิเลยตะคัดเลยยูยูเลยเลยอุมาดอดาผิดแต่จ้ะมุจิจ้ะมุจิจ้ะจ้ะสวยยูยูเลยไปแต่แม้ตะคัดตะเลเนี่ยตัวจิยงไปไม่หุบตอกเรซิกอ่ะซิกโกจิเมสวยตัวจิยงไปไม่หุบตอกเบเนตัวดีโลเล่หลุดตัดเด้อะโอ้ซึ้งซะละเบเด้อืมดาจิเองเนี่ยดาออบาเล ဒီစိတ်ကဘာဘလို့ခေါ်မလဲမဟုတ်ဒီစိတ်ကဘာကြောင့်ဖြစ်လာတာလဲဘယ်ကလာတာလဲအဲ့လိုမျိုးမိကုန်နေလဲဖြစ်လာတတ်တယ်လေအကြည့်ရောမဟုတ်တော့ဘူးအဲ့လိုမျိုးအခြေအနေကြတော့ဒါကအထုတ်နေတာဟုတ်သေးလားမဟုတ်လဲဘယ်လိုလုပ်တယ်လဲအဲ့လိုစဉ်းစားရလားကြည့်ပဲကြည့်ရလားအဲ့လိုမျိုးပေါ့အဲ့ဒါ
the deep timeline ညာကတော့ light လာတယ်ဆိုအဲ့ဒါပြောတာ
He says when awareness becomes continuous, wisdom starts to work, and curiosity he considers a faculty of wisdom, and so the mind has become curious, wants to know some more. So that's.
He
says anyone who's intelligent, he says intelligence is never like dull. It doesn't just do things, you know. After a while, it starts to investigate how to do things better or what's going on. You know, it starts to find. He said in his instructions that we should think about our practice, remember? And he says these are the kind of questions that are thinking about the practice. But he says these are questions that come naturally to the mind, yeah? You're observing and then this natural question comes to the mind and it gives the mind a direction in which the mind can continue to observe. If the mind just starts to think more and more questions, then that's not helpful either.
Yeah.
So if you find if anyone finds that their mind actually naturally is curious, like when you've been observing for a while, the mind naturally asks a question, he said this sort of person doesn't need to ask any questions intentionally anymore. The questions that arise naturally are enough to direct the mind to investigate it in that way already. But people's personalities are different and some people need to be pushed to ask some questions.
Okay, I think I understand. So this is thinking about the practice, but Seata does not encourage sort of general conceptual thinking during practice. There also, he says, sometimes if you need to think through something in order to figure out what you need to do, that's also helpful. So using what you really already understand or know is sometimes helpful too. So he gives this general instruction. Hopefully people can take it in the right way. He says, I mean, and sometimes the questions he answers are like, it's to answer somebody some particular person's question. And sometimes somebody else might not say, find it helpful to follow that instruction.
Group interview at the
He said that's one difficulty that comes up in group discussions, yeah. It's important for whatever we take to be helpful for ourselves.
ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကအချိန်ပေးအချိန်အချို့အချိန်မပေးနိုင်တော့ဘူး။
Burma, when he does interviews at the center, he goes to one person at a time, but I mean it's not possible to do here.
Smell occurs, there's a feeling of, then I think, oh yes, I know that chocolate cake. So the smell is the contact, then I thought the Vedana was a, I don't know, feeling fit, baby.
Yeah, he says it's like this.
Smell, smell, blue, 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 blue,
contact and you know smell, he says in that contact itself, Vedana has already happened. How do you know smell?
I don't know smell. All I know is
He says, once the mind goes, he says, that's when from the smell, the mind has already judged the smell, decided it's nice. So, you know, the mind works very fast, so it's already at, you know, perceptive.
He
says, you say but some people might say
So before the there is already the Vedana which I didn't see in that instant, nor did I see the contact. One needs to be able to see contact, then Vedana.
You only see that part of your experience that you understand and that's most obvious to you. But even as you're going, that Vedana is still doing its work, the contact is still happening, nothing stops. Because those are just the functions of the mind that go into making
that experience.
So depending on how much your awareness is sensitive and how much your mind understands, he said the mind will see more and more into everything that is going into that experience.
So it's not a linear relationship.
No.
It's multifaceted, simultaneous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he says only the Buddha, you know, saw that, okay, this is a link, like this. That's not our work, he said.
Piya ba ti nai ne.
Yeah, piya ta khu bi ta khu pyo a mo. Tu ta khu bi lo
shin
na de ga
shin pya la ba si de. Yes.
Although the, you know, it's said that the Buddha explained that this is the cause of this and this is the cause of this. And he says although he explained it like that, language-wise it sounds linear, but he's just explaining a relationship. But that relationship is happening all together.
Understanding or using banana tie so lean on it. Go touch like a nenele nin nenele mina. Ashiloshi, miam miam mina, the chain eh.
He gives this analogy for a metaphor for understanding. He says, like a torchlight. If we have a weak bulb or a weak battery, I mean, that's just that much we can see glimmering. And then if we have a very strong, he said we'll see a lot, but it's all happening at the same time, but we see it all.
Understanding.
Yeah, it's not one by one. When you understand, you can understand many things. If there's not that much strength or understanding, then it just understands what it can.
So the reason I can't see all of those facets simultaneously, is it because of lack of concentration, or is it lack of awareness, or is it lack of understanding?
I
understanding would be
all. Baule.
What was the first one? I just heard lack of understanding.
Lack more
of
whatever.
Concentration?
Oh,
or awareness.
Or understanding. The di lo lo la, the ma di lo lo la, nyan lo lo la. A kong lo ma mien nai.
Yes.
Understanding. Lack of understanding. And hua shi le pia. Tu what? Akonu de biai ne na le de soa. Da me nyan le de khat le de khu ben na le de khat le miai na le de khat le de khu tong na.
Never for mun tv na le le lu pyo
le. Just he spoke about levels of understanding, right? Like how strong your torchlight is. So sometimes you might understand but just understand one facet of it. And then sometimes you might understand some facets of it. It doesn't mean you have to understand all facets of it all at once. Depending on your level of understanding, you might understand some particular facets at some time.
I just want to say, awareness, but mama, awareness, understanding, now I like. Now, just understanding, awareness, I love to do love lah. Actually, I'm busy, I'm here lah. What about I'm here lah?
He says that's what he spoke has spoken of before, that in the beginning we're just aware. It's like gathering data. We're just being aware, and then the data starts to make more sense, and then understanding starts to come. He says, when there's more and more understanding, he says, then that understanding starts to work together with the awareness. And when this understanding and awareness work together, it feels like there's more and more things you are knowing and understanding at the same time. And this gives more broad-based kind of data, and that builds more and more different kinds of understanding. You know, so it all builds up.
So is it an understanding that you eventually have, or is it a direct experience that you actually have?
But what do you mean by direct experience?
The is a direct experience.
Oh.
But the understanding is, I don't know.
If you're
in an
understanding,
do
we?
Sorry, what did you say?
Impermanence is an understanding. I look
yes.
at something and I know that it's impermanent. Is a direct experience.
Yes,
right?
Double, right.
So what was the question?
So when we are seeing one or more facets of an experience,
yeah.
Or will we eventually be able to, is it an understanding in that kind of, like as an impermanence, or is it a direct experience?
Okay.
Experience,
Mama. Yeah. Tua pyo re no tu phit da a direct experience ho tua pyo ra tabaw paw de so ra anaysa ro ba ro lo tua a lo pyo re no na bra tua pyo re upama aku pyo re ho ta khu khu aku ko experience ta khu phit da ai ma a myo myo ti nai ne ai chang tin ya lo pyo ti nai a lo myo a myo myo phit na ra ti nai ne than ma de ta khu khu ti le so ba so ai ta khu khu ti da ga de tu ko direct experience lo khom la a ra nyam tabaw paw de lo khom
tabaw paw ne lo khom.
He says you would
experience should be done. I put my panale, nale the pungim to the experience or the experience. Shoot down, you know, the wapa.
You know, he says experience and understanding are like hinged together. Sometimes you have an experience but no understanding, but sometimes based on some experience, understanding arises. But it doesn't mean that experience is what causes the understanding, in the sense that. It's not because, like, understanding will arise when it will, depending, and it will be hinged to some experience, but.
Understanding and balame to pyo lo mya.
And you won't know what understanding will come when you have some experience. So the experience is arbitrary, and sometimes understanding will arise because the conditions are right. So when the understanding comes, there is an experience that is
tied to it.
He says he asked this question quite often. There is an object and the mind. There is a knowing and a known. And he asks very often, do we see the difference in the nature of these two? He says if we really see I won't use the word see. If we really understand the difference in these natures, that's also an understanding.
Yeah. Blue needle, beyond the la, sick up beyond the la, tamim, tandabo bomb, and
then he says, when we see the different, you know, this nature and we understand that, we'll also, it's possible to also understand, for example, then to move further and So does the object change? And if the object changes, does the knowing change? And then if we understand that, we can move, you know, so
the object
can,
blue object. Second blue heart.
And this object, whose object is it? This mind, whose mind, whose mind is it?
The understanding
is the understandings are many and we have to sort of slowly collect them.
တခါလေနားလေလားတစ်ဖက်ကနားလေတခုလေနားလေအញ្ញံအားသိသေးတယ
်
နှစ်ဖက်လုံးတခုတခါလေညံအားကောင်းနှစ်ခုခွာမြင်တာ opposite ကိုပါမြင်တယ
် He says and sometimes we see something and we only understand like one angle of this experience we have some epiphany but he says if we only see one angle he says that's a he would call that a weak insight he says when it's a stronger insightthe inside will understand one facet of it and understand that the other there's another possibility and that's a stronger insight sometimes it will see more than two that because of this there's this and this and this and so those are stronger insights.
If you write you understand it very clearly
wrong.
This is right you already know wrong already
sometimes you also understand the cause of it why is this happening you not only know right wrong but also why wrong
All the
I understand
yeah.
ကျေးဖြစ်လာပြီ
so then the understanding is expanding
ဖြစ်မှန်းသိရတော့တော်တော်ညံအနေနဲ့ပြော
he says knowing that this is the experience he would say that's very very small understanding
အဲ့တော့ဟိုမှာဗာပြောတယ်သူဖြစ်မှန်းသိရမယ်တတိဥပမာဟိုတတိကိုလည်းပြောထားတာရှိအားလုံးအများကြီးပဲဒါပေမဲ့နမူနာတစ်ခုပြောမှာဖြစ်မှန်းတတိဖြစ်ရင်ဖြစ်မှန်းသိတယ်မဖြစ်ရင်လည
်း
မဖြစ်မှန်းသိတယ်တတိဖြစ်ကြောင်းလည်းသိတယ်တတိတိုးပွားကြောင်းလည်းသိရမယ်ဘုရားအဲ့လိုပြောတာတတိပဌာန်းတော့ပ
ါ In the Satipatthana Sutta the Buddha has enumerated these four things and you could expand on it and it can refer to anything that you're experiencing so the questions he asks are and he uses the example of awareness do you know when awareness is present do you know when awareness is not present
awareness
do you know why awareness is presentAnd do you know how to make awareness grow? And this we need
to... First, Padamana Nakuga, Yuyuwe, Lima Kebu. Now Nakuga, Ojere.
He says, and the first two are not that difficult. He says, but the second two are much more, yeah, is expensive.
Okay. Okay. The time.
What time is it?
45.
Huh? 10 minutes before 4.
Okay. Media machine, yeah.
If no more questions, he said we can stop.
I only came a couple of days ago, so I've never practiced in this style before, so I'm still adjusting.You know, from a very strong kind of concentration approach and mental noting and all that. So I guess my question is, when I'm just spacing out and I don't have an anchor to come back to, you know, where a focus of attention, how do I deal with that?
Concentration mm. la noting la thong de ano tua di lo me ko shi de tua ta kha le space out phit de ba ma ngao ne ba ma ti a lo myo a chain ma de ho sit ko pyan ho blo kham le anchor shi aw lo blo
ba le me ji ba sit ka ba ti ni le
he says ask your mind what is the mind knowing now
what's the answer is nothing
ask your mind
now
Can I go more?
And
now about it.
What else? Just keep asking. What is
noticing sound.
And?
More sound.
And?
The side of side.
Is
it? That's the other thing.
Turn inwards.
So what do I notice
inside?
A little bit of anxiety.
Yes.
What
else?
Sounds.
And? I have a tiny little bit of anxiety.
Doesn't feel So if you sit, if you're sitting, and you keep checking into this question, will you space out?
If I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
The question I want.
know Mabel Mummy.
Oh yes.
He does say that awareness is not forgetting.
right.
Awareness not focus.
It's remembering.
Who Zhang Gu say that awareness is?
If you think about yourself, awareness becomes present.
Yeah, no, say about pain in the kind of body pain in the.
So you ask what's happening in the mind, what's happening in the body?
Pain in it, pain in it, take that.
And if you feel things happening, you're aware of you're conscious of it, well, just maintain that consciousness. He says, how much did you need to focus to feel all that, to notice all that about what is the mind doing now? Does that like feel tiring? Did you feel tired doing that?
No. Focus space out.
He says, when we focus, the mind uses more energy than it needs to. That's why the mind gets tired. When the mind's tired, it spaces out.
He says,
he says we can know without focusing. So if you're just knowing like that, he says, you always know and you won't space out. But you just need to sort of persevere, be persistent for about 2, 3, 4 days, and you'll find that something builds up and it becomes sharp. Has he listened to the CD? You can listen to it again and again. He says if once it's already happened, like if you're already in the midst of it, like you're already caught and you want to work with it, he says first just accept it. Okay. I'm caught.
I don't know,
And once you've accepted it, you say, okay, let it be there, let me feel this, I'm identified, okay. Once there's acceptance, he says, then you can bring in this thought about what is a feeling. What are feelings? And then you remind yourself of what he has said. Feelings are nature. Everybody can feel these things, so feelings are nature. And then you can. So if the feeling is just nature, what is this nature? Then you can look at the feeling to see how it's working.
Right talk or doing like feeling up feeling you don't lose nature or right view, right talk or doing like be my awareness a la.
Right talk in
blue mamanga sinzama. Right view in it, right thought in it, you send
that. He says so this right thought is very important before we try to be aware of the what's happening. To remind ourselves that this is just nature.
Now the kua.
He says another thing is he says, is it your daughter that you remember? Is it your daughter that has appeared or a mind that has appeared?
It's a mind.
As if you can remind yourself of that, and if this remembrance comes oftener and oftener.
As I spoke about having too much samadhi, that kind of amazed me. I'm stopping more and more and more and more. But is there kind of a scale of do something with the amount of samadhi. So if you can go deeper, then maybe you can use more concentration, more samadhi. But if you can't, your mind is not on that level to go that deep, and you use, and you have too much samadhi, then, like he says, you become a zombie.
Yeah.
I'm not so clear about having too much samadhi.
Yeah.
Samadhi.
Samadhi, use a myare lo pyo lo tu a awa wa re le samadhi lun le so ma cha bu re tu thin na lu ri a po 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 bro samadhi po 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 bro lo re lo thin na re a tu a me re samadhi ma di lo myo sake shi la bo le upama tu me re sake ya to myo no tu a di lo yi me re upama ku a di sik ka nine ne so yin di law samadhi shi le so yin di law po myin nai ne da me ku a elaw sik ka မနိုင်လို့အလောက်တမာတိသွားဖြစ်ရင်ငောင်းဝါများဝါလွန်ဝါတယ်စိတ်ကအလောက်မနိုင်အဲ့လိုမျိုး
သူ့မှာတမာတိမှာလည်းအားရှိတယ်ဟိုတမထတမာတိအားလို့တယ်ဝိပဿနာတမာတိကြတော့ nature တစ်မျိုးမတူဘူးတမထတမာတိကအားလို့တယ
်
ဝိပဿနာတမာတိကစူးစိုက်အားမလို့ဘူး तू က reaction မရှိဘူးအရေးကြီးတာ
yeah he says you know he is defined he's mentioned that there's two kinds of samadhi and a samatha kind of samadhi has a kind of power. It's energy. There's energy and power in a concentrated, focused kind of samadhi. Vipassana kind of samadhi, he says, doesn't need any focusing. It's samadhi that comes from non-reaction. So samadhi is steadiness of mind. And for vipassana, the steadiness of mind, it comes from non-reaction. It's not a focused kind of concentration.
Because I was thinking that
and samadhi always needs to be balanced with right effort. It can't be too much samadhi and not enough effort, or too little samadhi and too much effort, that sort of thing. And if there's too much samadhi, then awareness becomes weak. And if awareness becomes weak, then wisdom becomes weak.
So it's like striving, actually.
What is
too much samadhi is like striving.
It's from too much striving.
Yeah.
And tamadhi myara ga ho tei chosa long a ji.
Eh bo. Yeah, yeah. A the la mya yin ne mya da da.
Too much energetic. Yeah.
But for example, someone who's closer to enlightenment that's seeing, let's say, into the structure of nature or something, would that mean they need more samadhi to be able to see? He
says samadhi alone not enough. He says all five have to increase in balance together.
Yeah, but you would have to have more of everything.
Not only samadhi, not only sati.
Yeah, but to be able to see deeper into nature.
But all of in balance,
yeah.
Stronger.
Yeah.
So it's no use to talk about just samadhi alone.
It's like cooking, you know, the gas, right?
Cooking.
Yeah, everything
is balanced. Yeah.
Everything
is balanced.
Yeah. The pack of meat, the pack of meat, bro.
Yeah. He says, what if there's too much of the flame is too much on one part of the pot and too little on another part of the pot? Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take a second shot. This has to do with delusion and in working with the mind. All the other characteristics I kind of relate to and feel like I know when I'm being distracted or concentrated and so on.
I need you to repeat the question.
Well, but it's about delusion.
Yeah.
So, but somehow when it comes to delusion, I might be able to see gross aspects of delusion, but I have kind of a sense that delusion is kind of like a pervasive thing that is kind of always there, and that
okay.
Wow,
messy. Oh, I do go near you.
And I'm trying to sort of get an insight into it, an understanding of it. And one of the problems for a deluded mind to recognize delusion is. Could be a problem.
She just said, "Moha, I'm being deep water. ခါလေးပြဿနာဖြစ်တယ်။
အဲ့ဒါပြောတာပေါ့ညံဖြစ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာမောဟောက်နားလေတယ်။
He says it's only when an insight or an understanding arises that delusion is understood.
The opposite.
Because it's the opposite.
မောင်နေတဲ့အချိန်မှာမောင်နေမှမသိဘူး။အလင်းတဲ့အချိန်မှာမောင်နေအောင်သိတယ်။
He says when it's dark, when we're completely, if we've lived in darkness all the time, we don't recognize it as darkness, but when light, when it becomes light, then we know that it was darkness.
အဲ့တော့ awareness တစ်ခုတည်းပေး attention လုပ်တဲ့အထဲမှာ awareness လို့ပဲပြောကြတယ်ပေး attention လုပ်တဲ့အထဲမှာမောဟပါမပ
ါ He says so the question for you he says so we are aware right we pay attention we try to be aware is there delusion in there
I don't see any delusion
မမြင်ဘူးတဲ့အများရှိတယ်လို့လည်းပြောတာအခုကျမမြင်ဘူးတဲ့အဲ့
အဲ့တော့တစ်ခုချင်းပြမယ်ဉာဏ်ကအာယုံရဲ့တဘာဝလက္ခဏာကိုသိတယ
်
နော်မောဟကအာယုံရဲ့တဘာဝလက္ခဏာကိုဖုံးတယ
်
ဒါပေမဲ့အာယုံကိုမဖုံးဘူ
း
yeah တင်ညာကြတော့အာယုံရဲ့တဘာဝအာယုံကိုမှတ်တယ
်မှတ်တယ
်အာယုံတဘာဝလက္ခဏာမသိဘူ
း
အဲ့အရင်ရှင်းလာ
He says so he explained this to you he said wisdom understanding
wisdom sanya moha okay yeah
understands the nature the natural characteristics of the object he says delusion veils the natural characteristic of the object but it does not veil the object so delusion still knows the object and
sanya
perception recognizes
object.
The object with its perceptual name.
အဲ့တော့ဉာဏ်မပါဘူးဆိုရင်မောဟနဲ့တင်ညာလို့သူလုပ်တယ
်. There's the characteristics of the object.
Yes, it's true nature, the natures of the object, yeah.
Maybe that's the sense I have, it's the sense of there being a veil between me and reality, so to speak.
သူအဲ့လိုခံစားရတာတင်တယ်။ तू နဲ့ဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲ။ပရမတ္တမို့အစ်မတရားကြားရဲမှာဟု
တ်။တခုခုက yes ဒါပေါ့ဟုတ်။အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်အမြင်နဲ့ရှိတယ်လို့သူပြောတယ
်။ Yeah, that's why you say it's pervasive.
တဘောပေါက်တဲ့အချိန်မှာဟောကောင်ပျောက်သွားတယ
် Yes in moments of insight it's suddenly unveiled
For a while yes
For a while
ကျန်လာ
တယ် It gets real again
အဲ့ကြောင့်ညာအမြင်နဲ့လိုတယ်မောဟကအမြင်နဲ့ဖုံးတယ
် He says that's why we need understanding all the time otherwise he says delusion is always covering
ဦးဇင်းအရင်တော့ယောဂီလိုမေးတတိရှိလားအမြင်နဲ့အမြင်နဲ့တွေ့တိုင်းတွေ့တိုင်းမေးတယ်တတိရှိလားတတိရှိလားနောက်ပိုင်းအဲ့အနေမလောက်တော့ဘူးမင်းဘာပေါ်သဘောပေါက်နေတယ်မှာထားမေးတာ
Yeah he used to ask when you know in the early years of his teaching always are you aware all the time checking if they you know if they're keeping up this awareness and now he's realized it's not enough to just be aware so he asked them what are you understanding are you understanding something are you using your intelligence
အဲ့တော့ယောဂီတွေဥစဉ်တွေ့ရင်လန့်နေမေးလို့ခဏခဏတွေ့တယ်တွေ့တယ်မေ
းဘယ်မှာတွေ့တယ် You know are you aware like he would just like you'd be walking he'd ask you what are you aware of sometimes the yogi would be like if he comes walking around it's going to come and ask
အဲ့မြင်လာနေသူတို့တတိရှိနေ
And so the moment they see him they become more like what am I aware,
aware.
of
Could you say that delusion is created by not being aware?
No.
What makes delusion?
Delusion ga the dimashila ga delusion go phit si ra la ra mo ho delusion to tu shi ni la ma la delusion ba phit si ra le
le delusion ba so ma
it's delusion
delusion ha lo le ma အဲ့လိုပဲဖြစ်ရမှာပဲ delusion ရမှာလို့
we call it delusion for Pete's sake something like that
what are the factors of delusion
အမှန်တိုင်းမသိတာပေါ့
oh
မသိလုံးလုံးမသိတာမဟုတ်ဘူး delusion ဆိုတာလေအမှန်တိုင်းမသိတာ
you could call it the characteristics of delusion okay
yeah.
it's like this delusion is not complete ignorance he says delusion is not knowing the truth of what is
But why do we not know that too?
Because of delusion.
Yeah, machine will be all
You could say because of lack of wisdom, isn't it? because of lack of wisdom.
But it seems that some kind of wanting there that creates the delusion.
Delusion
delusion.
No, no, he says that wanting is because of delusion. He says delusion wants to remain deluded. That's why it wants. You know, the craving to be deluded.
Yeah.
And he says we have practiced delusion for, I don't know, eons. And that's why delusion is so strong.
He
says, that's how we can say it.
Okay. Today is finished.